afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. 1 week till spring.
Woohoo!
Yeah, can't tell up down here in the hills, though. We got hit with a big snowstorm night before last, about 14 inches where I'm at, and they call them 10 more tonight.
Is that right?
That's right. It's the worst snowstorm we've had all winter, and it come in March, but it's happened to before in March. Anything can happen in March. But 7 more days, and it'll be pretty. The robins are back already. The birds are back. Things starting to happen, but the weather hadn't caught up with us yet.
Well, it will, and stay warm there. Stay warm.
I intend to. Gold, I'm very warm.
Yeah. Gold was a little bit warmer today, not by much. $3.30 today at $1,326. Silver was up 5 cents today at $16.65. Platinum was up $1 at $968, and palladium was up 13 at $996. USDX today was a little bit weaker, down 0.23 at 89.69. You know, it's been doing that trending thing between 89 and 90. Crude oil today was down 76 cents at 60.60. And the paper markets today, you know, triple digits, big deal, 171 points and 25,006 points. The NASDAQ was down 77 points, a little over 1% at 7,511. The S&P was down $17 at 2,765. And the 10-year yield is 2.85%. That's a little bit lower on the day. And, of course, the euro trading stronger with a weaker dollar. And you know, it's, you know, so much headline news. But Butch, I know you wanted to have a little bit of levity here in the beginning of the program before we get serious as finances.
Yes, yes.
You find very little humor in finances. You know, it's hard to find. The only time we find humor is when the stock market is dropping significantly, and we're happy that gold is rising. But that'll give us a little bit of a pleasing moment. But
you look at my checkbook, you'd probably laugh too. Anyway.
Well, that's not the type of finances we want to talk about.
Okay. Doggone it. You're just too picky. But, you know, this is funny. But it's absolutely sad at the same time. These next two things I want to share. I mean, it's hilarious that these people, and are so dang stupid, but it's sad that our leaders of the nation, a president and a senator, are talking like a bunch of children on a playground. Elizabeth Warren, who thought about running for president, Senator Elizabeth Warren, by the way, refuses to take DNA tests to prove that she has a Native American heritage, Indian heritage. And that's fine. I don't care whether she. I don't care what she is. I don't. But Trump calls her Pocahontas, which everybody says is a racial slur. But of course, by anything is anymore. But she and Trump are feuding back and forth about her heritage. I got a picture of her here with a headband on and bow and arrows arrows in her back and a pouch and carrying a bow. But so she's not going to prove she's part of an Indian cause. She don't have to, and she doesn't. I don't care. But Melody, is this all that a senator and a president has to talk about between each other? Is, oh, you're playing Pocahontas. So I'm really part Indian. Well, I mean, come on. We're talking about adults here.
We are? Are we?
Well, at least physically.
Do we have to be?
Oh. But we're paying this woman, how much senator to make? 150,000 a year? I don't know what the senator to make.
170, or they're like 170, 180, and they want to raise.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, they deserve a raise. We got one coming, too, right? Ha ha.
Yeah.
But, you know, we pay for the medical care, pay for the house, all that, and on top of that. So they're making $250,000 a year anyway. But She's feuding with Trump over the fact that she's part Indian, but she doesn't want to prove it. I don't know. This is so ridiculous, and I'm laughing about it, but it makes me angry at the same time. I don't want to laugh or cry or kick the cat. I don't know what to do.
You know? Do you know what is amazing, though? Is they continue to get baited by Trump, and they just fall into his trap. And just instead of just saying, don't you have anything more intelligent to ask me than whether I'm, you know, ask me something that's important. But they don't. They fall for it. They try to defend themselves. They try to do all these silly things. And it's just like, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Did you ever do any reading about the fall of Rome and what happened in Rome? Did you ever study that?
A little bit, yeah.
And what they got to arguing over in the Senate of Rome?
Yeah.
Oh, Melody, where can we run to?
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I know it.
And the next one is probably better. This is from Maxine Waters, you know, the wicked black witch from California. If Mueller doesn't get you, Stormy will. Maxine raged after Trump knocks her low IQ. I shouldn't say this, but I'm not going to say it. Move on. Representative Max Waters, Democrat from California, told MSNBC that she is not intimidated by President Trump, while repeating her own worn-out threat that Trump's impeachment was just a matter of time. Waters then suggested that if Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation doesn't result in impeachment, Trump's alleged affair with porn star Stormy Daniels, real name Stephanie Clifford, will. This business about Stormy is not going away, Waters says. If for some reason Mueller does not get him, Stormy will. Now, oh my gosh, Melody. This is as good as Peyton Place. Mario show Peyton Place.
Yes, I do.
I mean, this is our government in action, from the White House down to the Senate and to the House of Representatives. We got a black lady that's wanting to impeach Clinton. Hey, go for it. But if I can't get him, if Mueller can't get him, then Stormy will. We're paying these people to talk about this stuff.
But you know what's interesting? I didn't have a chance to follow up on it to see if this report was true. But I did read that President Trump did retain Clinton's impeachment attorney.
That's true. That was on news, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And as supposedly paid this woman $130,000 to keep her mouth shut, but he didn't sign the agreement, so it's not in force, and she wants to get money back so she can talk about it. You know, I do care. The man's probably an immoral. Somebody's holding a kind of office need to be held to the highest moral standards. But in today's society, Melody, what's moral?
Yeah, well, there's no guidelines anymore. No,
there's not. So, as president, as Clinton should be held to the highest moral standard. And everyone there should be. That's what it should be. But today's morality can be anything from a sodomite to a womanizer to a who knows what. But the thing of it, but he should never, ever 40 years ago, tell a woman she looked pretty today, because they probably offended her back then. They're going to sue him today. But this is absolutely absurd. And I'm watching this unfold before our very eyes. I saw a congressman the other day, it's been a while back, on video, talking to the military about they want to put a base on a small island somewhere. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a fact. It was a black congressman. I can't remember his name. He said he had a serious problem with that. And he said that the island is just so many miles wide and so many miles long. Will not tip over. I'm serious. And this guy's getting paid to be a representative, a congressman, or whatever. I mean, he's afraid the island will tip over. Melody Cederstrom, why don't you run for president? I'll vote for you.
And be the first woman president.
Well, I guarantee you, you could do better than 95% of them have been there in the last 50 years anyway.
I think it would be fascinating to be president. It really would be. Not so much the power and the glory and all that, but to be in history. just to be entrenched in our history, to walk through the White House and all the little tunnels and to know things and to read things from, you know, various presidents so long ago. I mean, it's just like I was reading about, I think it was both Obama and Trump who used the Lincoln's Bible. In addition to their own, to be sworn in. And I'm just thinking, you know, here's a Bible that Lincoln, I mean, it's, that's why I would like to be president. I would like to be a part of the inside.
I would like to have a president that really was president. I like to go back to when he had an actual government.
True.
You know? I like to go back when we had, instead of a corporation ruling over us, we had an actual government of the people, run by the people. I'd like to go back to that again. But
what is the first thing you would do? What is the first thing you would do if you were president?
You know, I wouldn't live more than a day. You realize that? They'd wipe me out first day out. Now, I wouldn't make the office. But there'd be no more sodomites and lesbians running the streets and running the country. There'd be no more killing of unborn babies if I were president. I people say you can't do it. I understand that, but I would not be quiet about it. I would not hover about. I would not just sit there and try to straddle the fence. I'd tell them just what it is and how it works, and there'll be a lot of things changed if it's in my power to do so. If I were president, to turn it back to what it should have been 150 years ago. But
true.
That's why I wouldn't
yeah.
live very long. I would not tolerate yeah. this. And again, maybe I won't have the power. We'll say to do some of these things, but a lot of things a president could do if he would do it. And I guarantee you, I would do it.
Well, the first thing I would do is put us back on a gold standard.
Absolutely. Well, I understand that. That should be one of the top priorities. Put us back to a sound monetary system. If we had that, we wouldn't be in a lot of this mess.
Yeah, and I would truly give the power back to the states. But anyway, let's move on. What else have we got going on for us today?
Well, I guess you know that according to the Wall Street Journal, Mueller said he's to be close to completion of Trump's obstruction probe. It says that President Donald Trump's legal team was working with special counsel Rob Mueller to reach an early close to the Russian probe, using the possibility of an interview with the president, an explicit threat of Trump squashing the probe as leverage to force Mueller into some kind of deal. That would stand would probably see Trump accept his slap on the wrist. So they say they're going to shut down this probe on Trump pretty soon. How long has that been going on now? A year?
Mm-hmm.
That they're about his... I don't think it happened personally. But they've been hounding this issue for so long. And now they said that maybe it's going to come to a close. The Republicans said he didn't do it now. They said their end of it. The Democrats are crying foul. So I don't know, but you know all this building, with Maxine Waters and the other, the senator, but I forgot her name already, big deal for her name, and Mueller and all this all plays on the fabric of a nation and what holds it together and what causes division, and that does affect everything from the people's I guess you say more the I'm looking for the to people's I'm trying to write word for that. It left me. People become depressed when hearing all this. They get frustrated. They become angry. It causes division, and it affects even the way the country run money wise. All this does affect everything because it's absurdity, it's division, and it's caused all kinds of situations that don't have to be happening. We could concentrate on things much more important than that. And to say that somebody, Trump alone, was in on this and had this done, I don't believe it. If anybody should be investigating this, it should be Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But all this causes division. And what does that do to a country, even financially?
Well, we're already divided, and again, that's the agenda. That's what they do. They divide, and they've been doing a very good job, even with the things that are coming around the White House, the reports, almost everything that comes out of the White House. It's being the media, and I'm saying the media, not the White House, but the media is truly making that divide even wider. They truly are creating a division, and It's people don't see it that way. Some do, some don't. But you know what I found interesting is, and I haven't heard a lot of talk about this, and it's really, I talked a little bit about it earlier this morning, is the Russian spy in the UK where they were poisoned. And Theresa May earlier issued Russian President Vladimir Putin 24 hours to respond to claims that Russia was highly likely behind the attempted murder of Mr. I don't know how to say his name, Cripple, Mr. Cripple and his daughter, Yulia. And this was an ultimatum. And there's actually words in the articles that I were reading that has sparked World War III fears that there could be some sort of a cyber attack on Russia in the wake of the recent events. Well, Russia came back and said, don't threaten a nuclear power. So Putin is rejecting British ultimatum on the Russian spy attack coming out of the UK. And there is a lot of stuff behind this, but the reason I'm bringing this up, if I can find this article real quick, there's a second Russian that was found dead in Britain, and he was strangled. And so now he was an anti-Putin Russian mogul, Glushkov. He was found strangled in his London home, and he found last night. So it's kind of interesting that this happened soon after the ex-Russian double agent and his daughter were poisoned through a nerve agent. And so I don't know where that's all heading. I don't know where it can head. And I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know whether it's a setup to get to accuse Russia or they actually did it, but be that as it may, how many suicides has Clinton taken part in? Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. How many people have committed suicide that they knew? Shot themselves in the back of the head 3 times or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
I get that, but this is international. I mean,
well,
this is
I realize it.
This is accusing Russia of going inside
another country.
You know, Britain is accusing Russia of going inside their country.
Well, how about us going inside and killing Gaddafi?
I agree. This is
I don't know, but Russia. I'm sure that the guy really was a spy against Russia, and he was a Russian citizen. I'd say it made Putin a few of them mad. And to do that, I mean, whether it's right or wrong, if you do that, these people have the power to reach out and touch you. You know that. You can't hide from them. If they want you, they will get you. If you're going to play that game, you be willing to pay the consequences.
I mean, usually, you know what the British government will probably do. Of course, you know the word of the past year is sanctions. Everybody puts sanctions on everybody.
Oh yeah.
But the embassy, the Russian embassy, said any threat to take punitive measures against Russia will be met with a response, and the British side should be aware of that. And the police and MI5 are now expected to investigate 14 deaths with possible links to Russia. So I just think it's interesting.
Wow.
And certainly, but this is today. And Clinton's murders were yesterday. Even Gaddafi was yesterday and not today. So 800-375-4188, discount gold and silver trading. We'll be right back after these few short messages.
There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Butch Paul. And going into the break, we were talking about it's the Russians. But, you know, it's just kind of interesting, and, you know, it's not the first time. I mean, heck, we've even had North Korea who sent his people in to kill his half-brother. When he was living someplace else outside the country. So that didn't start any type of international war or anything like that. And I'm sure it goes on and no one ever really pays much attention to it and so forth. But I just find it interesting. And you know what? I think I like it because it's something different. It's different than talking about Stormy and, you know, was there collusion? You know, it's...
Oh, my. Well, Stormy is a well-paid prostitute. That's all I can say.
Of course.
Just the way it is. That's all she is. I mean, that's all she is. You can call it whatever you want to. It's prostitution. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. And, you know, when you go to these high powerful events, you know, where there's wealth and where there's, you know, money, what do you think shows up there?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not grandmothers.
You know. Well... you know, I don't know what happened there, and that probably never come out to be totally convincing either way, because they can play these games back and forth for so long that you really don't know what to believe. I would say probably he's guilty of doing that. I mean, knowing the man's past, I would say he's probably guilty.
AGB,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but Clinton had an affair in the office for sure with one woman. Yeah. They know that for sure, so I don't know. Anyway, I have got some good news here, I think. Couple good items here. Maybe you tell me if this is even good or not. Are you familiar with Peter Reagan?
Peter Reagan?
Mm-hmm. The Birch Gold Group.
Oh, yeah, it's another. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good news.
Well, this is good news. If he's right, silver could take a huge jump, and so could gold. And here's why. He says, "Listen to President Trump the other day," and says, "eyes bulged." He said, "This could be a big money maker," I thought. So, you see, when Trump was in Iowa talking about building a border wall and making solar panels out of it. Apparently, solar panels contain quite a bit of silver, like, I don't know, almost an ounce of silver or something like that in each solar panel. A 2,000-mile border, according to this article, would mean they have to use 11 million ounces of silver. So that may cause a drain on the silver supply. So it could put the demand and price up. And I just want your opinion on that.
Well, anything can make the price of silver go up. You know, we don't even know which wall panels are going to be chosen. There isn't even funding for the wall, for Pete's sake.
Oh,
so,
but I thought Mexico was going to pay for it. Trump said Mexico was going to pay for it, didn't he?
I'll tell you in a little bit later in the program where we're not going to be able to pay for it is the U.S. budget deficit jumped a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, so, you know what? Kudos for them for trying to create some interest in the silver market. We've seen prices just be pressured day in and day out. You know, we continue to see record paper markets. We continue to understand debt and that it is not healthy for an economy. I think everybody understands that listen to this program anyway, that it doesn't matter how many tax cuts we have, doesn't matter how many tariffs we put on. Very few of us believe that we're going to be able to grow ourselves out of our problem of 20-plus trillion debt after you to look at these numbers. And by the end of Trump's 4 years, we'll probably be closer to, I don't know, 24, 25 trillion, and certainly 30 trillion, and maybe even more, but if he gets it another, you know, if he gets in for 8 years. So the numbers are not going down. And so it's, you know, I get that some of these things might be beneficial, and I'm going to go back. I don't know how many times I say this. Ronald Reagan, with his tax cuts, there was a little bit of stimulus in the first year and a half. Afterwards, we hit the recession, and he walked away with 120% increase in debt.
Yeah, he did.
This is not going to be any different. So, well, you know, and it didn't get us out of our problem. It just created more problems.
It didn't help at all. I remember that.
No.
He had the biggest debt in any president up to that time in history he made in his terms in office.
Yeah. I think, Obama was trillions of dollars, but I don't think Obama was even 120%, though. So, no. So he's still in the running. And there's so much deception, and people just don't know what to believe. They've come into this administration with hope. They put trust behind this person, thinking that all these things that we've talked about all these years that could make a difference is actually being done. But, you know, when we talked about it 10 years ago and 15 years ago and 20 years ago, we were not $21 trillion in debt and our unfunded liabilities $80 trillion plus. So, big differences.
That is a big difference. And another article here that might be another good reason, I think, to look at another precious metal, gold. As you know, China started trading yuans for oil with Russia, which means it made it a petro-yuan, so to speak, with Russia. Other nations weren't interested in the yuan because it hadn't been proven itself yet. Now, China's talking about backing the yuan with gold. If they would do that, that would pretty much take the dollar out of the picture completely. But what would that do to gold prices, Melody, if they actually started using it as a backing for their money standard, their economic standard? That should put the price of gold up significantly, should it not, if they start doing that?
Well, you think it would. Just depends on how it's going to be used. But you still have to, and again, I'm not knocking any little bit of help coming from for gold and silver in any part is recognition. And you can see, so it should be beneficial. But the U.S. still transacts, 85-90% of the world's transactions in dollars. We are falling away from that. Venezuela. You know, and they're no different than what Zimbabwe was. How did Zimbabwe get out of their problem? They started trading in dollars. And I saw a headline today, the only way Zimbabwe is going to get out of their problem is if they start trading in U.S. dollars. So if they start using U.S. dollars. So, you know, so it's still, and there's a lot of issues there between the countries. But I think that was what the sanctions that came from the United States, that's what they want Venezuela to do. They want them to use the dollar. So, it's you're never going to get the truth.
No,
100% of what's being done and for what purposes and what their end game is, what they hope to accomplish, which, you know, makes it a little difficult to, you know, determine where we're headed. That's why we stick with basics.
Well, you know that, and if China, the size of its economy, would start using gold in a degree to back their currency, that wouldn't make gold prices, I would think, go up because the demand would certainly go up for at least China. But wouldn't other nations want to start using something that was backed by gold as we were up until 1971?
Well, sure. Even after the Great Recession, China has come out and said there shouldn't be a one world reserve currency. And they don't think any one country should have that right. Well, they say that, but secretly they're probably hoping that their currency would become the reserve currency. But until we get there, they don't mind sharing and luring everybody into a different currency. And absolutely, I mean, gold is going to play a very important part. China is already a big believer in gold. It is a sign of wealth. Most of the countries in the world understand the value of gold, except the people here in the United States.
Well, when I was in Vietnam back in 1970-71 and Thailand, those people there in that area then, believe it or not, although they had bought in Thailand and different, there wasn't as paper currencies, but they understood the value of gold. The common person understood the value of gold. I mean, there were gold vendors in the streets. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Now, they may not sell like bars of gold, but they sold gold in different ways, in kinds of coins and jewelry, and people understood the value of gold. That was unbelievable how many people were trying to save up on gold items, like I said, jewelry or coins, whatever. They understood it. Now, what's happened since then, I had no idea. But back then, in Vietnam and Thailand both, those could afford it. The merchants that could afford it in the places I visited appreciated gold as a real value. They understood that the money was just something of exchange. It wasn't anything of any value. Even in Vietnam and Thailand, Melody, they figured it out before America did. American people did. American people still ain't figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
Again, yeah, it is. And, you know, we've been conditioned to believe that way. People have been conditioned that they're not capable of handling their own money. They're not capable of making informed decisions. People are not capable of managing and preparing for their retirement. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that proves that to be true. But on the other hand, they have certainly made gold the relic that they, you know, well, gold isn't the relic, but they want people to believe that it is. So anyway, any use of gold coming from China, you can't believe everything that China says, because you don't know. You talk about fake news out of China, that's probably more so than what you get here from the States. But yeah, I'm positive on anything that comes from it would certainly be welcomed in pushing the price of gold and silver.
Well, you know, you mentioned we're going to cover the budget too, but Zero Hedge wrote a good article about the dollar is dumping and going to dump more. And can you explain to me how that works, dollars dump and treasury yields erase post-payroll spike? What are they talking about?
Well, let me go back to my report, and we will be talking about the budget deficit, because yes, that really is ties into everything like that. The tax cuts basically took effect in February, but the federal government recorded a budget deficit of $215 billion in February, up significantly from a year ago, as the impact of the GOP tax cuts passed in December begins to surface. The Treasury Department said the February deficit was 12.1% higher than a year ago, reflecting in part a drop of $5 billion in individual withholding taxes paid last month compared to a year ago. So the revenue is dropping. In February, employers started using tax tables that withheld less from paychecks based on the new law. But these are some incredible numbers. For the first 5 months of this budget year, the deficit totals $391 billion. That's an increase of 11.5%. So
yes,
where's the cutting? Where's the cutting back? We're having record tax revenues, and we still are billions and billions and billions of dollars in the hole. The new budget projects this year's deficit will hit $873 billion. That's up 31%. From last year's imbalance of $665 billion. Over the next decade, huh?
I'm going to say, they say 2% of that went, 2% of that went to Social Security and Medicare. So 2% of it all went to that. But who do you think you're going to cut first to start saving money? 2% increase in Social Security and Medicare helped add to that. So they're already talking about Social Security as being a benefit, like a welfare benefit. One thing might be cutting on that to try to save a percent here or there.
Well, we already know they're going to go after the entitlements. I mean, that's the only place, entitlements and retirement accounts. It's the only place that they have to go after. And when they start going after...
The calling into retirement account, calling a retirement account an entitlement is an oxymoron, because it's not. That's something that people earn. They're not getting to it for free. They earned it, you know?
I get that. You get that. But they group the three together when they call them entitlements, the Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. So that's the only place where they can, you know, rechange. There's no money there to begin with, so at least they don't have to owe it to them in the future. But listen to these numbers. The Trump's budget projects deficits will total $7.1 trillion. That's more than double the $3.2 trillion in deficits over the coming decade that was envisioned in the budget that was sent to Congress last year. I mean, doesn't anybody get it?
No.
Doesn't anybody get it?
No.
Private.
I mean, the people are excited. They got a tax cut. They don't care what else happens. They don't understand that at all. They don't get it.
Private forecasters believe annual deficits will top $1 trillion beginning next year. Annual deficits every year, $1 trillion, and remain at that level in coming years. It'll be higher than that. It's just not going to remain at $1 trillion beginning next year and stay there. It keeps going higher and higher and higher. They're not going to cap it at a trillion. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, now that's an oxymoron, released a report earlier this month projecting that $1 trillion deficits will return next year and the annual deficit hitting $2.4 trillion in 10 years. So again, these numbers are really amazing. So the revenue is going down, so your deficit's growing. And, government wants a weaker dollar. They need a weaker dollar. They have to have a weaker dollar in order for everything else to work, in order to make our exports more attractive. So if you're bringing back manufacturing into this country, the U.S. can't sustain people bring back manufacturing. The consumer can't sustain all these jobs and so forth by purchasing things. So they're going to have to export them. So they're going to need a weaker dollar in order to keep the export market open. Treasury yields, people usually will go into treasuries first for a safe haven, because that is, it's easy to move billions and billions of dollars. You can move billions of dollars in seconds. You can't do that with gold. That's why gold is usually lagging. Lots of times these yields, when they're rising, the yields have to rise to encourage people buying our debt. And then it filters down. If you want to talk about trickle down and how it affects the people, look at the yields, look at the treasury yields, and yeah, it will affect the smaller guy. So, all of these, it's government, the Federal Reserve, they're all between a rock and a hard place. There isn't any, you can throw as much money as you want to at our problems, and it's only going to make our problems worse. You might be able to get temporary relief, but it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't solve anything. And my fingers are crossed. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. So, some incredible numbers with the debt. And so we do need to. I mean, I don't see our dollar. It has dropped. Well, we can finish this conversation when we come back. We're heading into a break. Please stay tuned.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I encourage you to visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Please make sure you sign up to our weekly newsletter. And of course, you can listen to these programs both live and archived. So, make sure you get there. We have all kinds of specials going on. We have some silver specials going on. And someone called me yesterday, bought a bunch of silver rounds, and they says, "Well, we heard someone selling Reagan silver dollars." And I'm thinking, "Oh, good grief. Why would anybody want to buy Reagan silver dollars?" And they cost more. So you lose anytime they use the word commemorative. Mm-hmm. With a coin, you go away. You go away. You don't buy it. I sell a lot of commemoratives. But people know what they're getting. They understand what they are. And usually they're priced so that it's equal to what something equivalent of that coin is being sold for in price. It's equivalent in price. But when it comes to silver, you end up paying a whole lot more. You lose your objective of trying to acquire as much silver as you can for your dollar. And, there is usually no comparison to a commemorative and a silver eagle. If you're going to pay extra for a commemorative, just get a silver eagle. You're not a hobbyist.
Well, a silver eagle, Melody, is an actual dollar, too.
It's an
recognized
actual
dollar.
It's
not a commemorative in the sense that it's a decoration. It's a real dollar.
It's a real dollar.
That's why I like them. They're recognized as dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to the store to swap them, use them. You can show that this is a U.S. dollar. The Reagan coin is a picture of Reagan or whoever it may be. They don't recognize the dollar. They may know it's silver, but the dollar is a dollar. And that does give some validity, whether you like it or not. It really does.
It really does. And again, it's how much you're looking to put into the market. I mean, for someone who is spending, $500,000 and they want to get silver, well, you know what? Silver rounds and silver bars are the best thing that you can buy because you get more silver for your money. If you put a little bit less in there, and depending on what your objective is, you can accumulate. You can get the 90% silver. You can get some silver rounds. You can get some of the older silver dollars. So there's a lot of products that you can purchase from. But it should all be cost. You should always compare the cost as to what you're purchasing. Just like on television, you have these dealers that advertise these 1.5 ounce coins. It's a ripoff. I'm sorry. It's a ripoff. And I've had several people call me and tell me, well, you know what? I paid this. What would you pay this for? That's like they're nothing but rounds. Well, they say they're commemorative. No, they're not. They're silver rounds. It's what the market. It doesn't matter what the dealer or how the dealer is selling it. You could have a dealer saying all day long, this is a commemorative coin. But the industry doesn't recognize it as a commemorative. And you're just going to get melt value for it. So again, you have to be very careful out there on how a lot of these things are being sold, the meaning behind the prices and the words. It's just like a lot of, I think it was the same company that was pushing these Reagans. They used to sell those gram bars. It's like, huh? Why would you want a gram? You know, people in this country don't even know what a gram is. You put a little gram in one hand and you put a little one-tenth ounce American gold eagle in the other hand, what do you think most people will choose and desire? It's going to be that one-tenth ounce American gold eagle. Plus, you paid so much premium, and that's why they sell those small coins, because they mark them up because it doesn't seem like a lot of money. You know, so that, oh, we can sell you a gram, you know, 1 gram for, you know, 30, you know, 70 bucks, 80 bucks. Well, my gram's really only worth about 30. And, you know, so they can almost double the price and get much higher commissions. So you have to be very careful and see what the true value of those coins and what you really should be paying. And that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. I love it when people bring to me.
That's why I buy from you, by the way. That's why I buy from you, because I totally trust you.
Yeah, I mean, why would I do anything bad for someone else? I mean, you know, just for a buck. It's not in my DNA. It's not in my DNA.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of people. It truly is. But, you know, I do like, you know, I like the silver eagles. I like those. Again, yes. They're my grandchildren's birthday gifts. I like those coins for a lot of reasons. First off, they're beautiful. Secondly, they really are dollars. They truly are. But next time I buy silver, I'm probably going to buy some, I guess you call it, they just swivel around, just silver. It won't be paying as much. But, you know, it's silver. I can always sell it back. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's worth something.
What people always should do. When people ask me all the time, well, what am I going to do with this when I have it? Well, you're going to sell it one of these days. I will tell you when to sell. And then you box them up and you ship them, and I'll probably pay a higher price than what you can get locally. If the system is broken down for whatever reasons, you still have enough to get you by. The system isn't going to be shut down forever. And when it comes back online, well, you call me up and say, well, I got the balance of this. I want to ship and ship it to me. So, you know, you get to make choices. You have choices when you own gold and silver. And
there you go.
Going in,
you do.
Yeah, 1-800-375-4188. You know, going into the break, which we were talking about Trump and China and the tax cuts and so forth, and there was an article today. I think it's actually out, Politico. It's from Politico, and it's about Trump is demanding his aides pump up the anti-China tariffs. He's getting ready to crack down on China. And Trump told cabinet secretaries and top advisors during a meeting actually last week that he wanted to soon hit China with steep tariffs and investment restrictions in response to allegations of intellectual property theft. This was according to people familiar, blah, blah, blah. So during these meetings, it hasn't been previously reported, the U.S. Trade Representative presented Trump with a package of tariffs that would target the equivalent of $30 billion a year in response, and Trump urged him to aim for a bigger number. So we don't know if $30 billion really doesn't seem like that much, but I don't know how much would it be that it would make China to become unhappy. So
I don't know.
I don't know if it's
You're poking the stick at the hornet's nest anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you
so
really
I don't
are.
Know if it's $30 billion, $40 billion, or $100 billion, but they do own our debt. And they own
a
lot of it.
They do.
You know. So, something.
I'll share one here with you if you have time.
Yeah.
An article about the non-existent job growth report. And this is by Paul Craig Roberts and Dave Kranzler. I know you heard who those folks are. And this is a very good article. It says, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the U.S. economy added 313 jobs in 28 days of February, causing a big jump in the Dow Jones average, Where does the BLS find these jobs? The BLS finds 61,000 jobs in construction, which, if correct, suggest in view of falling new and existing homes that those buildings at this stage are going to experience financial difficulties. Manufacturing conjured up 31,000 jobs, but in high-tech areas such as computer and electronic products, only 1,100 jobs were created. Communications equipment actually lost 100 jobs, and electronic instruments lost 800 jobs. 50,300 jobs were created in retail trade, allegedly. This is inconsistent with store closings and what seem to be round-the-clock sales at online retailers. It's February the month. More people purchase cars, guard supplies, and clothing. The BLS seems to think so. According to the BLS, 50,000 jobs were created in professional and business services, of which about 3/5 were in administrative and waste services, almost all of which are temporary help services. So maybe there were 313,000 jobs created in February. The 50,000 almost say it was in temporary help services. And McDonald's is now considered a manufacturing job. You know that. So, these, again, false numbers. They keep saying inflation rate jobless rate's what, by 4-something% now. And we know that's a flat-out lie. But they get by with it. And they fudge the numbers all the time, LD. And I would like to think that people are catching this and understand that this... Now, I don't know where... I'm not going to say where you are, where you live, how things are going with the job situation. But here in West Virginia... jobs that pay about anything are not really that many of them here. You can find a job at McDonald's or a Go-Mart service station, but to find a job that pays a livable wage is hard to do in West Virginia, unless you can find a job in coal mines, which has been kind of up and down. So I don't know about these job figures. I just wonder about that because they're reporting lies. That's all I can say. They're just reporting lies. Maybe there was 330,000 jobs created. That's possible. But what kind of jobs and what did they pay?
Well, that's the key. What are they paying? You know, the construction leading with the 61,000 jobs in February, in 28 days, not even a full month. And not only that, I mean, I could see, and, you know, I mentioned yesterday, we talked a little bit about this. We had Houston, we had Florida, you had Puerto Rico. I don't know if Puerto Rico, if those numbers actually, you know, funnel through to our employment numbers or not. But even if we just took Florida and Houston, you know, those hurricanes happened when you have a high degree of cleanup that's involved. So, and then you have the holidays. So when does the construction really begin? You know, probably January and February. And so not only that, there's one thing that we're not hearing about is a lot of those homes, particularly in Houston, they were underwater. But their mortgages. We haven't heard anything about the banks that were carrying these loans and the impacts of people defaulting, not keeping up with their loans. Have they extended? We haven't heard anything about the impacts on all those mortgages, and it was significant. All those automobiles, you know, at the very beginning, it was like, oh, there's a half a million, you know, there was 500,000 vehicles that needed to be replaced and so forth and whatnot. We really haven't heard anything much. You know, a lot of those cars, brand new ones, you know, if they don't have replacement costs on the insurance, there's a big gap. So, you know, it's interesting. And the billions of dollars that have been sent, you know, to these areas, you know, from the federal government, I'll guarantee you a lot of that had gone in to the finances. So we wouldn't have any type of a surprise, so to speak. So
Go ahead, please.
No, I'm done.
I want to just ask, we're running out of time so quickly, about three more things, but I'll have to do the rest of maybe Thursday. But according to South Korea, Kim Jong-un wants to sign a peace treaty with the U.S. and meet with Donald Trump to get that started. Now, I'm just curious. Do you think this is for real? Did Trump actually stand up to him strong enough to say, all right, we're not going to make any more nukes, we're going to sign a peace treaty? What's going on here?
I don't know if I said it on this program, but I said it in my other program. It's all about the pipeline going down through the center of Russia has the natural gas. South Korea wants it. They have to build a pipeline, and it has to go through North Korea. And that's it. You know, and I really do believe, you know, the announcement with Putin was a warning. This is what they're going to do. I mean, everything is too coincidental, and I don't believe in coincidences. Ever since Moon was elected into South Korea, I mean, that was his goal. He said it. He wants to, you know, he wanted to make amends with, or not make amends, but at least, learn to live with North Korea, and he wanted that pipeline. It has to go through North Korea. You know, now the big question is, are we going to remove all of our troops? Are they going to actually denuclearize? Are we going to request them that they denuclearize? Not just stop, but eliminate. I mean, there is a big difference. So Tillerson, as of yesterday, he says we're a long way off. But
Tillerson's out now, you know that, right?
He didn't know he was fired yet, maybe.
No. He didn't know, but he was... so, what can you say, you know?
You know, but...
I don't know, so, but it's such a mix-up. I mean, I have to say that Trump has had a lot of changes in his workforce.
Yes.
Over the last year. He really has had a lot of changes in workforce. Good or bad, I don't know.
But I saw a statement from him, and it was with this Pompeo. I think Pompeo, that's his name. I think he's a very dangerous
Pompeo,
person. I think he's a very dangerous person. But President Trump says he almost has his team that he wants. And I don't know. It was just a weird way that he presented that statement, that he's finally getting the people that he wants. And I'm thinking...
Well.
You know, I don't know. And then I look at Pompeo, you know, and I look at, you know, that woman who took over the CIA.
I mean, mm-hmm.
She's an athlete, boy. You know, she's...
time will tell, that's all I can say, but you watch all this, it's not making any sense. You still there?
No, I'm here.
Okay, I thought I was going to drop it. I mean, it's just not making any sense. I mean... He puts them in, brags on how good they are, then 3 months, 6 months later, he fires them. I don't understand.
Well, Tillerson's days were written after he called Trump a moron. I mean, his days were numbered. But our time is numbered as we're going into the music telling us that we're at the end of the program. And fingers crossed, I still have hope. It is kind of interesting to see the changes financially. You know, I think we're still in a problem situation. So we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. And Thursday, you will be back, Pastor Butch. So I look forward to that.
I'll be back.
And until then, be safe, ladies and gentlemen. And good night. God bless.